You know, Mr. Ahmadinejad, and of course, you have read about him and his religious mindset a lot in the news and media. Apocalypticism, if we mean by this word a tendency, a religious tendency, in which you believe that the hidden Imam or Islamic Messiah or Shiite Messiah is coming soon and will establish the just and global government on the world. If this would be the definition of apocalypticism, Mr. Ahmadinejad seems to be an apocalyptist Shia. Before his election, Mr. Ahmadinejad has not said anything about apocalypticism. He did not mention the name of hidden Imam in any of his speeches in his presidential campaign. So his religious mindset was completely unknown for Iranian people, and I think for most of politicians in Iran. When he became a president, he started to speak of the hidden Imam, and he started to give money to some institutes in Qom and Tehran, which are working with this ideology of apocalypticism, and he helped creating a bright future institute with the government budget. And in the beginning of each speech, he was reciting a special prayer, in which you pray God to make hidden Imam come back and establish the global government. And gradually people get it attracted the attention of people, not only inside Iran but throughout the world. The recent developments is that the level of concern among clerics, Shiite clerics and Iranian politicians about the religious tendency of Mr. Ahmadinejad is much more than the concerns that Israel and the West have about it. Because for clerics, it's a real actual threat. But for Israel and the West, it's a potential threat. So in last year, many clerics and who are in the government and who are outside the government explicitly talked about this subject. 2 months ago, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, in his public speech, condemned this tendency and said this is not religious at all, and nobody in Islam can claim that he has any contact with the hidden Imam or gets any direction from him, so nobody can have any credential by claiming that, okay, I'm in contact, in touch with hidden Imam, or I know somebody who is in touch with hidden Imam and he gets the guidance from hidden Imam and so on. Also, a couple of months ago, a prominent cleric who is working at the office of the Supreme Leader, he said once Ahmadinejad came here and he had a meeting with the Supreme Leader, and after the meeting he was very angry, and when he was leaving the office he said to his assistant that Ayatollah Khamenei thinks that I'm his president while I'm the president of the hidden imam. So that generated a lot of dispute inside Iranian society, and many newspapers wrote about this issue. So it's almost Mr. Ahmadinejad is almost discredited in the Iranian society and among Iranian politicians for his religious beliefs, and he tries to say that no, I'm not apocalyptic, I have not said this, I have not said that, and I have nothing to do with this kind of, you know, religious tendency, and he tries to disassociate himself from those apocalyptic trends inside the society, which is very interesting. But in my paper, I talked about two things. One is that why the apocalyptic president was appealing to the society. Iranian society is suffering from many, many problems, economic, cultural, social, and political. We are in a big economic and social crisis in Iran. People are frustrated, especially youth. And you know that the 70% of Iranians are under 35 years old. And there is no ideology. I mean that the Islamic ideology is failed in the society. It does not respond to the needs, different needs of Iranian people. Even secular intellectuals are failed, and for many reasons. So the only refuge for many people in Iran is the religion, but not the government religion, some different sort of religion, a version of religion which is different than the clerics' religion and the government religion. So the irony is that clerics wanted to create a government in which they would be able to implement the religion. Now the religious people in Iran are looking for a version of religion without clerics. So that's why, despite the fact that people are not interested in hearing and in listening to clerics, but they are still religious. What I mean is that the nature of religiosity has been changed after 30 years of revolution in Iran. And people are looking for some simple ritual version of Islam. Very simple, doesn't need to that theological complications, easy to understand, easy to practice, and it responds to their spiritual needs. The phenomena like Jamkaran Mosque in Iran should be understood in this framework. There is a mosque in near Qom. Its name is Jamkaran, and I'm sure many of you have heard of it. And when I was a child, it wasn't even a mosque, a typical mosque. It was a big room like this room, without any, you know, without being a big shrine, or didn't have any luxury things. Now it's a huge mosque. It's, if you travel to, for example, Isfahan, or you have seen the picture of the great mosques of Islamic world, it's one of the biggest mosques in Iran, and people are spending lots of money there. According to the head of this masjid or this mosque, only last year 16 million Iranians visited this mosque, traveled from around Iran and came to Qom, and they built a lot of hotels and motels and lots of accommodations, facilities for people to come there. And the name of somebody 100 years ago, apparently, the story of Masjid is that 100 years ago, somebody has seen a hidden imam in his dream, and hidden imam in his dream order him to build up a masjid, a mosque, in that place. That's all. That's all. And nobody cared about it. In my paper, I mentioned that Ayatollah Khomeini, who lived in Qom for more than 60 years, he never traveled to Jamkaran. None of big ulamas or clerics traveled there, so it wasn't important at all. But suddenly, in last decade, it became very important. And there is two wells in the masjid and in the mosque, and one well is for women, and another one is for men. And you can write your petition to hidden imam and send it to this well. And even the mosque has a website, and you can email your petition to hidden imam. So it's a big business there. And even now, the business of Jamkaran is going to overshadow the business of Imam Reza in Mashhad, the shrine of the eighth Imam, Shiite Imam in Mashhad. On the other hand, in last 10 years, we had lots of people who claimed that they are prophets, they are hidden Imam. If you go to YouTube, you will find some documentary programs broadcasted by Iranian TV, Iranian state TV. And when Iranian authorities, they arrested them. And when they are in jail, they are talking to the camera. And for example, a woman says that I'm the wife of hidden Imam. And apparently this woman has got divorced 3 times, and he's living in Isfahan, and he believes that hidden imams comes to his house and give her some advice or guidance, and he has the religious duty to deliver it to other Shiites. And there was a prophet who created a Kaaba. He built up a Kaaba in the mountain of Tehran, and he was taking people to this Kaaba, and it's all on YouTube, you can see them. So that's a quite phenomena in Iran, and you cannot say that it's just Ahmadinejad, this small group of people. No, many people are using this social frustration and this mass depression, you can say, inside Iran, and they are making good money, very good money from in, and they get credential and so on. All this situation was very scary for clerics. What we have after revolution was after revolution, not only secular intellectuals were posing threat to clerics, but the main threat for clerics were coming from the religious side of society. Clerics who are opposing the government, religious intellectuals who were giving a modernized, moderate, westernized version of Islam, and which was very appealing for the educated people, for the middle class people, and also some people who spread the superstitious version of religion. All these fronts are threatening for clerics. That's why Ayatollah Khamenei and other clerics in Iran, in Qom, in the course of last 2 years, explicitly they bashed on all this suspicious activities of some people who claim that they have relationship with hidden imam and so on. We have a joke in Iran. Somebody came to Shah Abbas, the king of Safavid period, and he said that I'm the god. He said, what? He said, I'm the god. He said, don't say this crazy stuff, because last week somebody came to me and he claimed that he's the prophet and I behead him. He said, you did good, because I didn't send him. So what is interesting is that even when they are in jail, they don't give up. They say, we are what we are. They don't give up at all. So there are lots of resistance against the government, and this sort of superstitious religion became a form of resistance against the official religion, which is in the propaganda of the Islamic Republic. By going to this sort of religious gatherings, they say, we don't believe in the religion of the government, we have our own religion. Okay, but Ahmadinejad group is different. Ahmadinejad group is formed from two, three non-religious trends. One of them is the trend in Iran is known as Fardid trend. Fardid was an Iranian philosopher. He was advocating Martin Heidegger, the German philosopher who was Nazi and who was the member of Nazi Party. And this guy, Ahmad Fardid, Iranian philosopher, he was known for his attempt to somehow reconcile between Heidegger philosophy and Islam. This is his statement, that the most compatible philosophy to Islam is the Heidegger philosophy. And the people around Ahmad Fardid are known for their involvement in the Ministry of Intelligence, and many journalists in Iran believe that even the serial intellectual killings in Iran was taken place by the hand of disciples of Dr. Ahmad Fardid. And the most radical intellectuals, I mean the hardliner intellectuals and writers and journalists in Iran, were in the circle of Ahmad Fardid. And now some people who are in the group of religious circle of Ahmadinejad are coming from the circle of Ahmad Fardid. They are educated in Germany, most of them. They know German philosophy much better than Islam. They know almost nothing from Islam, and they are not able to read Quran correctly. So, but they are trying to somehow reconcile some of philosophical concepts of Martin Heidegger with Islam, especially the notion of awaiting hidden imam, or expecting hidden imam. The other people are coming from Germany also, but not from philosophical circles, but from political circles. As I mentioned in my paper, the guy who managed this the world without Zionism, and the conference of Holocaust in Tehran, and now he is the head of Holocaust Foundation, appointed by Ahmadinejad. His name is Muhammad Ali Ramin, and Muhammad Ali Ramin was known that we know that he was in Germany for a long time, and he was a friend of some neo-Nazi groups, and he was involved in some of their activities, and this information are all published. These are not secret information. Now suddenly he came to Iran after Ahmadinejad, and the idea of denial of Holocaust is coming from this guy, basically. And he has a website, and he is very blunt. He doesn't hide anything. He said very harsh. He has very harsh anti-Semitic statements. He believes that the old world is the conspiracy of Jewish people, and hidden Imam comes and help us to govern and get rid of all these satanic powers. By the way, now all Iranians pray God to bring hidden Imam and save us from Ahmadinejad. Bring a hidden Imam to save us from Ahmadinejad. They think a hidden Imam is much better than Ahmadinejad. Yeah, like when Ayatollah Khomeini said that I want to export the revolution, some people in Iran said, please do it and export all of it. We don't want any of it. So this group, they don't believe in clerics at all. They don't have any prominent clerics in their group. Even Mesbah Yazdi, who was supporting Ahmadinejad, and Mesbah Yazdi is well known for his radical positions, he split with this group last year, because he asked Ahmadinejad to dismiss his deputy, who said that we are friends of Israel people, and he didn't listen to him. And almost all pro-government marjas and religious authorities ask Ahmadinejad to dismiss this guy. Ahmadinejad didn't listen to them. And Ahmadinejad proved that he won't listen to any of clerics. He does not accept any of them in his group. And you see none of prominent, even middle-ranking clerics inside his group. So that's why Ayatollah Khamenei got concerned about the power of Ahmadinejad, and he's very happy that the economic situation led to the unpopularity of Mr. Ahmadinejad. Ayatollah Khamenei himself is not apocalyptic. Although he helped indirectly this genre of people to come to existence, but he himself is not apocalyptic. The clerical establishment cannot be apocalyptic. The Iranian revolution itself is an anti-apocalyptic event in the history of Iran, because he says it means that forget about the hidden Imam. We are the representative of hidden Imam, and we have to build up our government, and we shouldn't wait for him to come. We can manage our worldly affairs, and we don't need hidden Imam to come. So we don't know when he returns, and we don't care when he returns. Okay, we just pray God to bring him back. That's it, not more than this. So my conclusion is that apocalyptic trends on the top of the political structure is a decline, and it wouldn't have any significant impact on the process of policy making. Thank you.